This community, which is called Bon Gai, is a low-income community. It is overcrowded. It has been more than 2,000 people living in a small quarter of the small area. So the fire happened during the daytime. In the midday, most of the people are wage laborer. So they went out and worked in the different part of the city. The community is surrounded by the big building with the aircon. So during the daytime, you know, when all the heat has been, you know, put out from the tall building surrounding, so it creates a heat island in the area. And also because of the block of the, you know, building, it creates quite a very narrow wind channel. So it creates a strong wind that flow into the community that also help to expand, you know, the spread of the fire. And also the infrastructure surrounding and within the community. And of course, one of the main reasons for this incident was to blame the electrical short circuit. So what is exactly a short circuit? And how it happened? So in a more technical term, a short circuit is an electrical circuit that allows a current to travel along the unintended path with no or very low electrical impedance. So when the current flow into the circuit, right, it heating the part. Normally the electrical wall already has the heat, but it has the impedance that, you know, control where the electricity will go, so it can control the heat as well. But when the electricity accumulated in the system or in the wall, the heat also accumulated, right? So if you don't cut the electrical path, you know, using the electrical breaker, the electricity will continue to supply into the system and become heated up, you know, and can start a fire. Okay, this is a technical explanation of how the short circuit and, you know, the heat and the fire happen, right? But for me, coming from anthropological background, I look at the short circuit and urban fire as a pathological thermal matter that can set alight and make visible, you know, not only the infrastructural vulnerability, but also the urban risk and the lack of multiple impedance beyond the techno-materiality of the electricity. So for me, you know, when we look at the case of Bon Gai community and other, you know, like fire, a short circuit can be an assemblage of many things all at once coming together. And also we talk about the dynamism of urban climate and atmosphere, the heat island, the wind blow, and also spatial and temporal shortage. What actually happened is not just a small scale that happened at a particular site where the fire happened, but it also linked to the wider network of, for example, like electrical wire or communication wire that link different kind of electricity to the area as well. And of course, we talk about anthropogenic influence on microclimate, heat island, but flood have something to do with the urban fire as well. Because when Bangkok get flooded, it actually brought a lot of muddy element into the house, and sometimes it flow into the socket. And those soil or mud become, you know, conductive to the electricity and can create fire. And you can see that people also doing their own manipulation of the electrical connection as well. So when we talk about the definition of unintended circuit, whose intention, right? So it is engineering intention to design the electrical circuit like that. But people might have different intention of how to manipulate or make use of electrical circuit in different ways. This brought me to some of the area in anthropological study, which is on the electricity. But I would like to distinguish between the study of electrical power and the materiality and the material agency of the electricity. When I talk about the short circuit and how it actually happened, that requires us to look into the inner working and the materiality of the electricity itself, the current, how the current is actually working within the system. Strange enough, in Thai terminology, the word electricity we call phi, but and the term file we also call phi. So these two things, we use the same word, electricity and file. So when you say turn on the file, that means turn on the light, because you can't light up the file, right? But you, if you say light up the light or light up the file, that means a fire, right? So, but then electricity also has another term for it, which is fai fa, which is a fire from the sky. So the close connection between, you know, electricity and fire has been there in Thai context, where you can't find it, you know, the linkage here between electricity and fire in the English terminology. My interest in this study is heat can be produced by the electricity through electrical circuit, and making it a social material thermal object that can be used to understand the urban fire caused by a variety of urban assemblage. But I also would like to look at how electricity is transformed into heat. It carries a certain kind of heat, but it doesn't transform into the overheated materiality or excessive heat. And you know, I look at the ignition as relational, as already mentioned about the proximity of the material, you know, or the temporal, you know, the movement of the people in our community. So ignition is very relational. Things happen that in order to create a trigger, a short circuit, it has to be something that present, and it has to be something that is absent from the scene in that particular time and place. I got this idea from one of the paper by John Law and Amory Moore called Situating Technoscience. This actually brought me to the idea of topology of fire. Topology of fire is the object that achieves constancy of form by enacting simultaneously absent and present of something else. So we talk about the continuity of shape. You know, in this sense, we can apply to the urban fire. We can talking about electricity as a continuing form. You know, when we talk about continuing form, it doesn't have to be there all the time, but it always continues to be there. You know, I mean, from the statistic, we see that fire happen here and there in urban area all the time. Of course, in different form, in different, you know, outlook, but it continues to have that kind of relation with the urban area. So it actually continue with the discontinuity of different things, you know. And also it has the oscillation or the flickering effect, you know, relation between something there and something not there. So topology is different from topography in the sense that we don't look at the two-dimensional space. But we look at the proximity, you know, in different dimension. And when we talk about proximity, it's not like, you know, geometric proximity where we can actually measure. But as I already mentioned, it is relational in the sense that it depends on the context. It depends on the, you know, the material effect between different things together, or even, you know, people. And finally, it is quite relational in the sense that there's no clear demarcation between what is internality and externality. You know, we're talking about the short circuit, which is something very internal, but it also linked with a lot of external externality that we cannot control.